You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
Hey, welcome to His Name Ministries TV. Thank you so much for joining us, being a part as we preach and minister the Word of God. This is why we're having these videos. This is why we're releasing them out weekly, because we want to emphasize the importance of the Word. Especially in this hour that we're living in these days that are, you know, talks about the last days are going to grow darker and darker. But thank God we have hope. Thank God we have faith. And thank God we have the Word of God. What does the Bible say? What is the Word of God? What does the Bible say it is? The sword of the Spirit. So I got my sword here, and we're gonna minister and talk. It's going to be a powerful time. So if you could like this video, subscribe, let people know, share it. I know it's going to bless you and it's going to bless me. I'm excited just to speak the word, to read the word, and stir myself up as well. Amen. Let me open up in a word of prayer. Lord, we love you. We worship you. We treasure you. We thank you for this opportunity that we get to speak your word. Thank you for this studio, Lift Studios, All In Studios. Lord, thank you for this time that we get to be together and preach your word. Hallelujah. It says your word will never return void. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Thank you for the word. Go forth. Let it cut up things that need to be cut up. Let it cut out things that need to be cut out. Things that are not of you, Lord. Thank you for the word. We love you. We treasure you. We love you, Holy Spirit. Speak through me, flow through me, bless the people that are listening. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. I want to share with you these next few moments. I want to talk something very familiar. You probably hear it a lot. People share about it a lot. But it's the most important, and we have to value this message. And this is what I want to share about. The secret place with you and the Lord. What is the secret place, Brandon? It's a place where I have a place set apart where I spend time with the Lord. You know, people talk about, well, I'm always spending time with the Lord. I'm in my car driving and I'm worshiping and, you know, listening to messages, or I'm doing this. That's great. You need to do that, but there needs to be a place where it's just you and the Lord by yourself. So I want to share about the secret place. We need to have this. You need to have this time set apart, separated with the Lord. You know, if you want to be like someone, if you want to look like someone, smell like someone, you got to spend time with them to know their voice, to know their ways. That's what it is, a secret place. It's where you tune out all the noise. You turn off any distractions, where it's just you and the Lord and the Word, and you're praying and you're having fellowship and you're spending time in the Word and you're praying in the Spirit, where no one else is looking, where no one else pats you on the back. It's not a social media thing where you take a photo of you reading and putting that up on social media. It's not about that. It's just you and the Lord. Every bit of distractions from technology cut out. You and the Lord have your worship music on, have your Bible, and you just talk to the Father. And like I said, you're not looking for man's approval. You're not looking for man to congratulate you, to pat you on the back. No, it says in the Word of God, God who sees you in secret will reward you openly. There is a reward to this. When you put Jesus first in your life, when you prioritize the secret place in your life, it says God sees you and he will reward you. Not closed. No, he's going to reward you openly. Well, people will see the hand of the Lord upon your life. Ask me how I know. I know when I first moved out to California. Many of you are familiar with this. I used to live with my, you know, travel with my family. My family's in ministry, Dr. Billy Brim. That's who I traveled with, my grandmother for years. And then I met Destiny, my wife. We've been married going on 10 years this May, which is amazing. 10 years. Hard to believe. But when I first moved to California, I knew the Lord told me to move by the Holy Spirit to move to California. So I did. I trusted him and I helped Destiny's family out, rallies for Christ, to help them out, to do whatever I could do. Even though I might not have been the best help, you know, I was trying and I was really trusting God and in that place. But I made it my choice, made it my decision. I am going to seek the Lord. I am putting him first in my life. I am going to have and I'm going to develop a secret place for the Lord daily. Why? Because I saw so many scriptures that talk about it. You know, that we need to know that when we go to God, he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And God rewards you openly when you pray and you're in that secret place, shut the door. So I was familiar with all these scriptures and I did not know exactly what to do. I didn't know what my future will look like. But guess what? I knew God knew my future. He knew my future better than my past. I started to stir up and encourage myself. God has a plan for my life, but I have to spend time with him. I can't every day watch TV all day or listen to music all day. No, I need to be with Jesus. I need to spend time in prayer. I need to spend time in worship. I need to have fellowship with the Lord. I'm going to seek God with not 50% of my heart, but with all of my heart. So I did. I made that choice. I made that decision. I started to seek God with all of my heart. Did people know? Did people give me a pat on the back? Did people give me a high five? No. Did I care? No. But I made it my choice. I live for the audience of one, Jesus, our Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit. That's who I live for. So I pressed in that secret place. No one's giving me high fives. No one's patting me on the back. But my life started to change. And then things started to happen for me. Doors started to open up. Ministry took place. Financial provision started to follow me. Then we started to give. And then we became more blessed. And our ministry began to grow and grow. And then we're going to places that I never thought I would go to preach. And traveling across the world and the country. What? God started to reward me openly. God, when I first came to California, I had a beat up car that barely got here. After a while, I got another car, which was a lot nicer. Then I got a very nice car. Now we drive a really nice car, amazing car. It's just a tool. Who cares about it? But what? It's part of God blessing us and rewarding us openly. It says God gives us the desires of our heart. If he gives us things, it's that he loves to give us things. He loves to bless us and gives us our desires. We just got to make sure our desires don't become our passions and that our desires become our number one and not him. No, he is our number one. So we have to have a secret place. Develop a secret place. If you want to be like someone, you have to spend time with them. Let's get out of this, you know, tradition or this routine of a Sunday morning, Wednesday night, spend an hour with God and that's it. No, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, on fire for Jesus. It's not a religion, it's a relationship. He is our Father. Write that down. He is your Father. Spend time with your Heavenly Father. I was just reading the other day, I think it's in Psalms chapter 68. It says, God, he is a father of the fatherless. Maybe you might not have a natural father that took care of you or was there for you. Or maybe your natural father was very lousy and mean to you, mean to your mom. He is a God of the fatherless. Jesus said that. He goes, I'm going back to my Father and your Father. He is our Father. And if you want to be like someone, if you want to know their ways, you have to spend time with them. Not just an hour a week or 2 hours a week. No, we have to have this become our lifestyle. I love Jesus. I love the Lord with all of my heart. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2. It says, for you are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For much as you manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in the tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart. So it says this in verse 2, you are an epistle. So people read you. So that's been a lot of problems with Christianity. You know, people are get hurt by other people. Oh, they're Christians. They did this to me. They did that to me. They didn't act Christ-like. They turned their back on me. What? They showed something. They showed something that wasn't of God. It says this in the scripture. We are the epistles. We are, they people read us. We are the script. People can look at us and they read us. So that's why we have to develop this secret place with the Lord, getting fresh oil of Jesus, because people watch us. People look at us. When people are around us, they're going to be affected with good things or bad things. Hallelujah. People will know the Lord by looking at you and being around you. I've been to places and I don't tell them I'm a preacher. I don't tell them I'm a minister. I don't tell them I'm a Christian, but they'll ask me, so what do you do? There's something different about you. Jesus, what? They were reading me and they didn't read me and see negative. They didn't read me and see evil. They sensed a shift in the atmosphere, the presence of the Lord, the anointing of God. Why? Because of the secret place, because Jesus lives on the inside of me and it's coming forth. I'm that bright and shining light. I am that candle. And for we got to have that oil. We got to be that candle to shine bright for the Lord. And it's only maintained through the secret place. I don't care if you were saved in 1994. It's the secret place. It's a daily thing. We have to have oil. Why? Jesus had a secret place here on earth. The Son of the Living God had a secret place where he was alone with his Father. How much more do you and I need to have this and develop this? Let's look at Psalms chapter 91. Psalms 91, verse 1. He that what? Dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. What? Not visiting, not here and there. No, it's a dwelling. This is where you and I have to live. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. When you have this, when you have this lifestyle, when you have a secret place where it's very consistent, you dwell. It's, you're called to dwell, not visit. You're called to have habitation in the secret place. If you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I don't care how dark it is. I don't care what they're saying about your city, about what's going on. When you have your secret place with the Lord, you dwell under his shadow and he will speak to you. He will lead you where to go, where not to go. He will watch over you. So it's literally life or death. We have to have a secret place. We have to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. How can you say that? How can you say he's your fortress and he's your refuge and God who you trust? How can you say that? Because you have a secret place. You know the Lord, you know his voice, and you know his presence. Preaching, even me as a minister, there's I know other ministers, and let's say they don't have a place to preach till today's Friday. So let's say that they don't have a place to preach till next Sunday. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. They might go through their whole week not even thinking about reading or studying or praying. There are a lot that do, but I know some, you know, Friday or Saturday, they might just preach the same message they've always been preaching. They start preparing, they start reading, and then they preach on Sunday. It says, be instant in season and out of season. Be prepared. Me, I don't preach just to preach. I don't prepare messages just to preach them. I'm always reading. I'm always praying. I love the Lord. I love spending time with the Lord. So if someone asks me to preach tomorrow or tonight, I have something to say. Because this word of God is living. What? Abiding in this secret place. Not just visiting. Not just going there when someone asks you to preach. No, we abide. It says that in John 15, abide in me and I in you. What? Live in me and I will live in you. You will bear much fruit. Jesus said this, without me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. You might try. You might see some fruit. You might think you're doing a great job, but it won't bear fruit. It will go away. It won't be lasting. It will be man's work and not God's work. So we're called to dwell in this secret place of the Most High, not just visit. And I want to look at John chapter 15. Abide. That's living. That's not just visiting. This is habitation. John 15, verse 1. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. So I am the true vine. Jesus is the true vine. Not TV, not, you know, your spouse. Thank God for your spouse. I'm thankful for my wife. I love my wife. I love my family. But Jesus is the vine. When you go to the secret place, what are you doing? You're going to the vine. Spending time with the vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch in me. So we're called branches. The vine and the branch go together. You don't see branches growing by themselves without the vine. What is the vine? The vine is the life source. All the life is going through that vine, and it goes forth in the branches. Jesus is the vine. Our Heavenly Father is the vine. This is where your life comes forth. This is where your fruitfulness abounds. This is where your strength comes. Not because you're a branch and it's all about you being the branch and it's all about me. I'm a branch. No branch can grow without the vine. There needs to be a vine. There needs to be a life source. Jesus is that life source. So that's why you have to have a place, a secret place with the Lord, to spend time with the vine, to hear the voice of the vine, to receive strength from the vine, to receive peace from the vine. When you feel like quitting, go to the secret place, spend time with the vine. You'll be encouraged. Thank God for the vine. Thank God for the vine. Jesus, I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears forth fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Thank God we are called to bear fruit. Hallelujah. Things in our life that don't give God glory, things, you know, maybe we don't even recognize or realize when you spend time in the secret place, that stuff begins to be pruned away. That stuff begins to be taken away. Why? We need to bear fruit. Lots of fruit. People know us by our fruit. We're called to be fruitful. You can only be fruitful by having a secret place, spending time with the Lord. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4, abide in me, live in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. We talked about that. No branch can bear fruit without the vine. We need the vine. We need our Heavenly Father. Abide in me, and I in you. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Get that in your spirit. Without God, I can do nothing. Sure, you can try. Sure, you can do things, but it won't be fruitful if it's not of the Lord. Without God, we can do nothing. Jesus, he is our vine. We are the branch. We abide in him. Psalms 91, we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Not just visiting. This is a place, this is habitation. This is where we live. Dwelling in the secret place, abiding with Jesus. How does this look? It's a daily thing. It's you and the Lord. Sure, there might be times you miss a few days or a couple days, but go make time. You got to carve it out. Discipline. I spend time with my Father and His Word. I spend time in prayer and fellowship, not for man's approval, but I do it for God's approval. He already approves it, but just I want to be with the Lord. I need the vine. I need my strength. I need the daily bread. It says that He is our daily bread, not weekly, not monthly, not every other day. It's a daily thing. A daily thing. The secret place in your life needs to be a daily thing. Andrew Murray, a powerful man of God, he said this: the key to walking in power is daily communication with God, daily fellowship with the Lord. The key to walking in power is daily fellowship with the Lord. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Oh, I'm gonna seek God for 1 week, and if nothing happens, I'm gonna keep on going. Or what? No. It's not that. Walking with the Lord daily, fellowship with the Lord. Don't give no time limits. No, He's your Father. He loves you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to manifest Himself to you in a way you never experienced or known. He wants to give you joy and peace in a way you never known. But you have to spend time with Him. And it comes in the secret place. Dwelling in the secret place. Abiding with the Lord. I live in you and you live in me. And when you get those things, those two things together, you will bear much fruit. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep on continuing this series. There's a lot more I can say about it. My next video, there'll be a part two of this. But let me pray for you. Lord, I thank you for the people watching. Thank you, Father God, for the people watching. Bless your people. I pray for a hunger to spend more time with you, to have this secret place, to have daily fellowship, communication with you. Holy Spirit, draw your people to pray. Draw your people to go in the prayer closets and pray. And pray in the Spirit like never before. I come against any discouragement, anything trying to stop them, pains of the past, unforgiveness, anything trying to hinder them. I call it broken right now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you so much for watching His Name Ministries YouTube. Make sure to like this video, subscribe, comment, and remember, spend time with the Lord. The secret place is a lifestyle, not a season. God bless.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.